Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Let's head to the phone lines today. We're just taking trips around the United States today. We were in San Diego. We went to Pittsburgh. The Royals keep making moves. Right when I think they're done making moves, they make another move. Rob's really been on top of it. He might hit the breaking news sounder in the middle of this. Tell me the Royals have made another trade. They can't even make trades anymore. The deadline is closed. They have picked up Mike Yastrzemski. He played for the San Francisco Giants. So far this season, he is hitting .231 with a .330 on base percentage. He has 8 home runs and 28 ribbies. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Joe Shasky, who does morning for 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco, to get his thoughts on Mike Yastrzemski. Joe, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing great. You know, you guys are getting a good ball player. You read off those numbers, and they're not going to blow anyone away. I'm telling you right now. Mike Yastrzemski is a good ball player. He's not a power hitter. He's a really good defensive outfielder. On a great team, he might be your fourth outfielder. But if you've got some sluggers and you can plug and play Mike Yastrzemski around those guys, this is a guy that's just an all-around good player. Great defensively, plus arm, in my opinion. Good range. Played right field for the Giants the last few years. And will do all the little things. Okay, in terms of bunting, getting guys over, can go first to third. Not a blazer, but certainly, you know, not some slug on the base pass. He's a good ball player. The problem is that for the Giants, the reason why they did this deal, this guy's an avatar for their frustration. A 34, 35-year-old guy stymieing the opportunities for young 20-year-old type players because he is better than them right now, and he does give them a better chance to win today. And so I think you're getting a good ball player here. I'm telling you, I like Mike Yastrzemski. Just Giants fans were kind of done with him.
Yeah, just looking at his splits right now against right-handed pitchers, he's hitting .254. Against left-handed pitchers, he's hitting .145. This just seems like a guy that you're going to platoon, that you're going to maybe play him 2-3 times a week. You're going to play him in certain situations to take advantage of his strengths.
Well, so if you go back to last year, the splits were almost identical. So you can probably look that up. But historically, yes, he has struggled against lefties. He does strike out 100, 120 times a year. He's had years where he's hit 15 to 20 jacks. He's had years where the batting average has been about where it is right now, .230. But I'm telling you, the guy's a good ball player. Like, he is. He is a good ball player. He's hard-nosed. He's classy. He plays great defense. Like, to me, the Giants were so bad they had to do this. Like, they just did. And I root for the Royals. Bobby Witt Jr. is one of the most intoxicating players on the planet. All right? He just is. He's so much fun. I hope he can help you guys. I will root for Mike Yastrzemski. Remember, his grandfather's Carl Yastrzemski. Everyone here called him Yaz, Mikey Yaz. He's a good guy, a good ball player. I think he's a winning player. You just need really, really, really good players around him. And he can be a productive dude.
Yeah, I'm looking at the contract. I mean, it's not bad. The Royals owe him around $3 million between now and the end of the season. I wonder if he's a guy that could possibly come back to Kansas City next year. I mean, he's only played for one organization. So, I mean, this is his first time to kind of test free agency and see what he wants to do this offseason.
Yeah, and, you know, the way the Giants acquired him, you know, after the championship runs, you guys went on one. You know, after the championship runs, it was just they changed regimes. They went to this guy, Farhan Zaidi. And Mike Yastrzemski represents kind of the Farhan Zaidi, the former GM, his entire tenure. He's an avatar for fan frustration from the prior regime. They found this guy in a dumpster bin, if you will. He was a former first-round pick. I believe this was the Orioles. And they found something in the guy, and he ended up being a really productive player for them. I mean, so he's been here since like 2018, 2019. He is a very solid player. It's just he's been miscast as a middle-of-the-order guy. We had no real thumpers. So he batted 3, 4, 5. This year they experimented with him leadoff. He's a 7, 8, 9 hitter on a stacked lineup. I know you guys, we watched you guys play earlier this year when you played the Giants, and I think he slots somewhere in that 7, 8, 9 slot. And if he's a double leadoff guy, you could do a hell of a lot worse than him.
Joe, I want to get you out of here with this last thing before we let you go. Just sit back and listen for a little bit.
A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game 25-22. And the Chiefs Kingdom has started its own history class. Because for the first time in 6,944 days, there is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion.
I just wanted to make sure before we let you go, I wanted to make sure that you heard Mitch Holtz's call the Super Bowl win against San Francisco. I just wanted to make sure that you had that.
Why
in your
you
day.
Gotta do that, dog?
I just wanted to make
sure.
Why you
gotta do that, dog? Like, for real. Like, oh, my God.
It's Kansas City and San Francisco. That seemed appropriate. I don't have any more questions about their fourth outfielder. I had run out of questions. I don't want to know about your football team. I just wanted to play that for you.
Oh, my God. You know, it's funny how San Francisco and Kansas City have been connected over the years. Steve DeBerg, Joe Montana, Elvis Gerback. You know, obviously Andy Reid had San Francisco ties, San Francisco State boy. There's just so many weird random ties. You know what I should do every time I come on? How about that guy Madison Bumgarner, huh? Should I do that every single time I come on?
I mean, they've won the World Series since then. You guys have not won the Super Bowl since then. I mean, no, you can definitely bring up Madison Bumgarner, but you know what? You kind of lose a little bit of that sting when I was at a championship parade a year later.
Dude, you know, I got to say, no, that's a great point, but I got to say, like, Patrick Mahomes, he drives me
okay,
crazy.
All right, Joe, you
he's
know
so
what?
Good.
All right.
You've now
taken it too far. You're mocking Pat's voice. You've taken it too far. Come on now.
You know what? It's just he's so good. You can't hate him because he's that good, but I do hate him, if that makes any sense whatsoever. The ones you truly hate the most are so good, you almost have no rebuttal. It was me with Emmitt Smith in the 90s. Like, he was so good. It was like, I hate him, but he's so good, and he's a good dude. It's, like, hard to, like, truly hate the person or the player. And Mahomes is the same thing. I will say this. Last year was misery for us because you sent us into a tailspin. We went 6-11. It was just a nightmare. We never got over losing you guys in overtime. And then you guys lose to the Eagles, a team I hate more than anyone. Do you know how bad that Super Bowl was for us? It was awful.
I mean, Joe, you know what? I love you. I really do. You made fun of Patrick Mahomes' voice, and then you bring up the Eagles Super Bowl. I got to let you go now, Joe. Thanks for coming on the show today. You did a lot in the last 3 minutes. You did a lot, but you know what? I might have started the first shot, so that's life.
It's all good. You hit me up anytime, and I mean it, dude. Bobby Witt Jr., to me, if I'm starting a baseball franchise today, give me the superstar in his 20s with the freaking generational baseball talent in his blood, playing shortstop up the middle for the next 15 years. Bobby Witt is the number one pick for me in all of baseball if I'm starting a franchise. I am dead serious. You guys are lucky.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.